Homeward Bound with Jules Schiller
on ABC Radio Adelaide.
In the 1970s, shark tooth necklaces were pretty common, but it's not easy to get a tooth from a great white shark these days, even if it's kind of viciously attacked you. Chris Blows, who was the victim of a shark attack in 2015, has been fighting to get an exemption from the state's Fisheries Management Act, and he's finally succeeded in his battle to get the shark tooth. Chris Blows, welcome.
Thank you.
Where are you now, Chris?
Oh, I've just got home, actually, from work, so, yeah, just at home getting organised, so, yeah.
All right, Chris, so let's talk about what happened on Anzac Day in 2015.
Yeah, so I was surfing at a spot known as Right Point, Fisheries Bay. I've probably been surfing about an hour, and I just got a wave, and I was paddling back out to a spot known as the Suck Rock, which is where everyone takes off on a wave, and I was hit, which felt like I'd been hit by a truck at the time, and soon realized I'd been attacked by a white shark. And yeah, got bitten a couple of times, and the first time it let go of me, and everyone scrambled for the rocks, and then it sort of turned around again and hit me the second time, and that sort of pulled me underwater and pulled my leg off, and
I love how you just, I know you probably told this story many times, Chris.
Yeah.
So much so that you just kind of said, it pulled my leg off, as if it was just part of the conversation.
Yeah.
I mean, to the rest of us who haven't heard this story, you realise when you say, it pulled my leg off, that's an extraordinary thing to not only
to be amputated above the knee in the water. And I was, 35 k's from any hospital, and then still 600 k's from any trauma centre. So,
Are you just going to shock when that happens? Does it feel like it's sort of not real?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, well, I knew it was happening, but I had no pain or anything when I was attacked. Your body goes into fight or flight mode and shuts all those things off. So it wasn't until I was getting carried up the cliff that I started to lose consciousness, and then by the time I got a few k's down the road and at the ambulance, my heart had completely stopped. So,
oh god, I mean, it's an extraordinary story, and as I can see, you've told it a few times, and I appreciate you sharing this part of the story with it. But of course, there's another part of the story, which is your battle to get the shark tooth. So, when did you realise there was a tooth embedded in your surfboard, Chris?
When the police collected my board, which washed up on the beach, and there was a tooth stuck in the board, and they told, I can't remember who found out, but yeah, someone obviously found out. They handed that into the fisheries because that's probably the right thing to do. They are a protected species, and you're allowed to possess any protected species, like a tooth or anything like that. So they gave it to the fisheries, and then ever since they gave it to the fisheries, I wasn't allowed to have it due to the law.
Why did you want it, Chris?
Oh, I don't, I'm never going to kill a shark or anything like that to get a set of jaws, no way. But I don't see the issue, and I was, it was stuck in my board, and I lost my leg, and it'd be good to have, to show my kids and stuff like that down the track, and I don't see any harm in having it.
Oh, no, look, I completely understand why you wanted it, but I've never had my leg pulled off by a shark. So it's interesting that you don't seem to feel angry at the shark necessarily or at what it did.
I knew where I was, Fisheries Bay, Right Point, one of the sharkiest spots in this state. I knew where I was surfing, and every surfer takes those risks. So, and I'm back in the water now surfing. So, yeah, it's just what you do as a surfer. You've got to take those risks that, statistically, it shouldn't happen, but yeah.
I know. Surfers are the most laid-back people, Chris. You are the most kind of generous, balanced people that I've ever interviewed. And you talk about this as if it's, I took the risk and it didn't pay off. But, Chris, what are you going to do with the shark tooth? Are you going to mount it, put it on a necklace? Have you got an idea?
I think I'll just keep it in a case at home and just show people that want to see it, I suppose, that come around. And I've been given a permit to, with a few conditions that I can take it to talks and when I go do motivational speaking. But I don't know if I'll do that or not. If someone asks for it, I might. But it's not something I really just want to pass around. And it's sort of something I'll probably just hold on and show people that are closer to me in the friendship group and family and stuff like that.
Do you feel an odd connection with the shark? It took your leg, you've got a tooth?
Yeah, it's a little bit like that, isn't it? Yeah, but I think it's fair enough that, I've got the tooth back. I know that's the law, but, yeah, I'm stoked that David Basham, the the MP was able to sort that out for me.